Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gotta buy my drone up. I miss you. 3 times. Yeah. To the cold, all these for the street.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the program. Let's get to a game week report, which is brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. We are getting ready for Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, week one, Sunday, 1 o'clock from Hard Rock Stadium. Weird month. Nothing is the same this month with the Dolphins' first month. You got this, then you got a game 4 days later, then you have the longest trip that you could make in the league to Seattle. And then you have a Monday Night Football game to close out the month. So we're kind of, hey, don't get used to a Dolphins routine, fans. You got to be ready for any type of viewing experience.
What do you, with this gauntlet of travel and games early on, what is your ideal, obviously 4-0, but what is your ideal record coming out of this four-game stretch?
3-1.
Okay, so 2-2, you're like, I'm worried.
Depends which 2-2.
Ah.
No, oh, my
God. Okay, there's one game. The Dolphins could go 1-3 this month. As long as that 1-3 was against the Bills. As long as the one was against the Bills.
Ooh.
I'm okay.
So you think teams can pick and choose which games they win or lose?
That's not the question, Leroy, and you're not having fun, which is why this is no fun. We're talking about which games do you want to win the most, and if I had to power rank them, it's Bills, 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 Bills.
Ah.
That's the game that I care about the most. They could be 1-3, but I'd be all right if it was the Bills game. Now, realistically, would I be okay with 2-2? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You probably want to beat the Bills and then you want to beat the Jaguars because they're going to be in the playoff picture. You want those tiebreakers. Realistically. Because you don't really care about Seattle. It's an NFC game, right? And then Titans.
Oh, I was just thinking, I played when Seattle was in the AFC.
Yeah, no, that's not anymore, dude. They're wearing their throwbacks this week, though. They are wearing their, they're bringing those back. That's the lone throwback I don't like.
Really?
I like their new, I liked when they went to the lime green and the blue. I preferred that much more.
I think the lime green and the blue uniforms are hideous.
Oh, I love them.
I like the silver.
I think they're badass.
I like the silver.
That's where it's coming back. That's what they have this week. And then the Titans game. The Titans, I just need to exercise demons, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Titans, I have to exercise demons. So if I really had to power rank it, I'd go Bills, 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 Jags, Titans, Seahawks. But they better beat the Bills. I'm telling you right now, you better beat the Bills. Oh,
really?
You better beat the Bills.
Kim, I mean,
you better beat them.
Statement game.
I think they have to beat Jacksonville.
Do we have to be? I mean,
yes.
You should
beat
Jacksonville.
It's the first game of the season.
First game of the season in your
There's nothing
building
that gets you going on a positive note like a win the first week. Because you don't want to start the first week already and say, oh, well, there's some things we got to fix. There's some improvements we got. You don't want to start like that.
They got to, they got in their building, Frog Boy, with Mike McDaniel, who's good, always been good coaching at Hard Rock. He's always gets off to fast starts. You know, there's no excuse either way. Like, they're both facing new defenses. They both have new defensive coordinators, so nobody has film on each other on these defenses. You know the talent, but you don't know the scheme. You know, so they've both talked about that. You know, health-wise, yeah, you don't have Bradley Chubb, but you got Jalen Phillips who beat science. And you're as healthy on the offensive side outside of Odell Beckham as you could have ever hoped coming out of training camp. So,
hey, Jackass.
What?
How many plays do you think Phillips is going to play?
I mean, whatever a science beater needs to go out there and do.
I think I know.
Hmm?
I think, and I stole this from Omar Kelly.
Hmm?
I think Jalen Phillips will play first and second down. Chop Robinson will have the third down opportunities. And then late in the game, we're going to call him in. We're going to say, Phillips, it's time.
Hmm?
Then he's going to beat science.
All right. All right.
22 plays. You heard it here first.
If he gets 2 sacks, will you admit that he beat science?
2 sacks?
Leroy. How many plays?
I didn't ask that question. I just asked simply, did he beat?
No, but it matters.
First of all, you didn't even think he was going to play this game. So you moved the goalposts.
I didn't move the goalposts at all.
He's moving it. Currently moving it. Sorry. I don't know what just got.
I didn't move it. Wait, you know that saying that I don't think he's going to be ready is not moving the goalposts.
Oh, that's moving it. You said week 8.
First of all, you know, you hobnobbed with him at Old Navy.
Yeah, look at
and he told you how he beat science, and you still don't believe him.
Wait, you didn't even hear our conference. Oh, my God. Mm.
You guys look like you were talking about science,
though. No, you didn't.
What were you guys talking about then, huh?
Just nothing in particular. Like, yeah. I don't talk to players about injuries.
Nah, I heard actually Leroy, this was him. I mean, Leroy was going up to Jalen Phillips, and he goes, I really miss Christian. And he goes, I miss him too, but not as much as Zach Sealer.
That's different. When I saw Jalen Phillips in person, first thing I did was, uppies?
Oh, man.
Can't believe you, Leroy. You doubted our boy to week 8.
I didn't doubt him.
Okay, so you said it's all about plays, but like Tobin said, let's say he only plays 2 plays, gets 2 sacks.
I mean, does that mean he's back?
Two sacks. I mean, 2 sacks. See, two like, for two?
Okay. All right. This is a stupid conversation.
Whoa, come on.
If he plays two, wait. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
In your bleeped up mind.
Yep.
Wow. If Jalen Phillips plays 2 plays and has 2 sacks, that means he's 100%.
Yes. Efficient. 100% back. 2 for 2. If OBJ comes in the game.
I can't. No. Let's just move forward.
Scores 2 touchdowns.
I have a better chance of going and get Dre and trying to get him not to poop in the house than to get you guys to understand how ridiculous what you're saying is crazy.
It sounds like you better not forget about him.
Forget about Dre. That's why I did that. This point. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Forget about Dre. He's going to poop in your house. Forget about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wants
to. Oh, hey.
Point.
Yeah.
For time.
I am responding.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Mm-hmm. Leroy, dive into September's hottest entertainment.
I am going
to reply and tell DirecTV to go
bleep themselves.
Yes, I am.
Leroy, I got a caller who called in. I don't know if I should trust him, though. His last name was LeBron. But anyway, he gave a website app or whatever that apparently he pays $15 a month, and he gets all the streaming services. He was trying to solve your streaming problems, but I felt like if I presented that to you.
No.
You wouldn't agree.
All I have to do is I know what I have to do. I have Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just have to do the extra $6 or $7. That's not the point. I paid DirecTV for that.
Yeah.
That is part of our deal. They can't just, oh, sorry, we didn't work out an agreement. That's what you sold to me. You sold me to.
It's time to break up, dude.
You sold me the whole package with ESPN. You don't. You once you start charging people for it, you can't say, "Oh, oopsie, keep paying."
Mike McDaniel, by the way, speaking to the media, according to Barry Jackson, he's declined to say if Jalen Ramsey, who has not been practicing recently, will play Sunday, but said there are no setbacks. Quote, I've never been more proud of the play of a player not practicing. Barry adds, body part will be revealed later today with the first injury report.
Mm. Yeah, these injuries are starting to scare me. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's okay. You know, he'll be back. Easy peasy. Easy peasy. I don't like that he's not saying anything about it, though. It's Wednesday already.
Coaches are very secretive, dude. They're not going to say when they don't have to say stuff.
He doesn't have to. So why say anything?
I think coaches should just go be like, revealing things is for suckers.
Yeah. Some or anyone?
But my question is if you know this beforehand, why you act so shocked?
We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
Everybody just bounce.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. He's hobnobbing somewhere, dude. I saw him go in the direction of the Celsius. I thought he was going to grab a Celsius to come back. But he could be invading that private studio. Sometimes he sets it up for production. But enough of him. Enough of the people who aren't here, you know? Let's talk about the people who are here. The lovely, lovely Jay Fig and Leroy holding things down while we wait for Hobnobber to finish. Not sure if you guys had a chance to listen to our Labor Day best of. Maybe you were in the car for a moment. But it was...
How did that go?
It was fun putting together some segments because one of the ones that I put together was this was another time that Tobin had been out. It was Family Feud edition, right? But it was Tobin and Leroy Family Feud edition. So it was like top five answers on the board, name the best moments from Vegas, you know, and it was like the coffee when, you know, ninjas, the hooligans, and it just kind of reflected on the best moments of the show, you know, the stories we constantly tell. And it made me think the next time we play a game, next time we have opportunity to play some games, we got to reflect on the good times, reflect on the things that we may have forgotten about. So, like, for example, Jay Fig, do you remember Why You Always Lying?
Yes.
Right? I was thinking about that game the other day. Mm-hmm. Pretty revealing.
It's been a while.
Part of the reason why I'm known as Frog Boy now, because of that staple segment of Why You Always Lying. But, you know, when Tobin is out doing business-related activities and your boy is in the driver's seat again, be sure the silly sauce will be up and running. But where were you, Hobnobber?
Minus one.
Me?
For lashing out.
I thought you were getting Celsius for us and you never came back.
I'm not getting more Celsius until they bring some new flavors.
Oh, you're over the flavors? You've had
enough. I want some new stuff.
You know, they told me a while ago they're coming out with
cherry. I heard they're coming out with cherry cola.
Yeah, I have heard. I have heard cherry cola's on the way.
I like that. No, I was listening to Mike McDaniel's press conference.
How dare you focus on your career?
What?
How dare you?
No, I just wanted to hear.
How dare you try to get ahead?
I was trying to hear what he was saying about Jalen Ramsey and,
I'm assuming.
Nah, he said a lot of words.
No, question.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
You go into this and you're listening.
Yep.
And you know for a fact that the injury report comes out tomorrow.
Today. Later today.
Later today. Right?
Yep.
You probably have an idea he's not going to say anything.
Yep.
Why are you shocked when he doesn't? That's what gets me.
I like the way he
says
can
nothing.
Finagle the English language.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, right, he didn't tell us. Well, you knew that. Like, all these reporters in there that are in there every day, been following football forever, know damn well he's not going to say, so why ask?
It's their job.
No. Your job is to get answers.
Which you cannot do without asking questions.
But if you know the report comes out later on in the day and the guy is known for not saying nothing, Then why waste the question on that?
I don't understand. Well, I just waste a question like it, you act like it's lives in Mario Kart. Like you get more questions if he wants to answer it long and say nothing. Then I guess the only thing they're going up against is when practice starts or whatever the next meeting he has to be is at.
Okay. Mm. I'm assuming there's a bunch of smart people in that room. And then sometimes they'll say, I don't expect you to answer this, but I got to ask it. No, you don't.
Nah. Sometimes you do. Like, for example, the Brian Flores thing when I was, it's like, all right, you've addressed it enough, but I got to ask you about this. And there's times when you shouldn't mention things that may potentially ruin the Heat's offseason because mm-hmm. you get Pat Riley angry. You know,
I didn't get him angry.
You know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
You know what
all I did was ask him about something that Jimmy Butler said. I did not stir the pot.
Your first
I'm
rodeo.
I'm not going to be sad.
Best and it landed this everywhere.
This is completely ridiculous. Okay,
first rodeo.
All I did, first of all, the only times that I've gotten Pat Riley revved up about something.
Yeah.
Okay. The first time was talking about the finals, and if anything, I asked a question where he was reprimanding me, and then the word asterisk came out of his mouth that he had to come back and walk back and clarify.
Yeah.
So that was the first time that there was an
your action. Fault again.
Not my fault. Not my fault.
For sure.
And then I had to ask about Jimmy Butler trolling everybody with his saying he would have beaten the Knicks and sent the Celtics home, which we'll never know because he was maybe tipsy at the back of the F1 pit, and he was talking to somebody, and Pat Riley didn't like it.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Very clearly, I didn't know it was going to end with him saying, keep your mouth shut.
Look at that.
You know, with an emphasis on the...
Yeah, for a person who doesn't seem to... Right.
But I didn't. I'm not stirring the pot. They were completely reasonable questions.
She should keep your mouth shut.
You go in these incidents and make a nice big pot of gumbo.
Yeah,
stirring it up.
Not fair.
Yeah.
This is not fair.
Not fair.
You pot stirrer.
You want to know who's stirring the pot?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'm not a pot stirrer, J-Fig.
But who is?
Yeah, you are. You want, because you know what? When you get these responses, you laugh, you smile.
I don't laugh.
He finds ways to get these responses. He loves
them. Yeah. That's not true. You guys act like I'm some kind of busybody. Like I sit here and I just enjoy the chaos. And I don't enjoy the chaos. I wanted no chaos.
You enjoy the chaos.
I don't like the chaos.
You enjoy the chaos.
Dude,
you thrive in the chaos.
I don't like chaos. All I said all summer was pay Jimmy Butler. I was the only one here. Everybody was very mad at him. And I said, I'm very grateful for him. Pay Jimmy Butler his money. And they said, no, kick rocks. He's too old. And so that's them. No, that's not me.
No.
I want things to be
that's
harmonious.
No. That's not what they said. What they said was the guys played, 60 games the last 2 years. I would like to see you participate a little bit more before we decide to commit to you for an additional year.
Yeah. And I recall,
I do not want Jimmy Butler.
That's not what I said!
That's what you said! Bastard. Speaking of saying a little bit too much, so... We know that there's been some rumblings about Bam Adebayo's dating life.
Oh, yeah.
He may be dating the greatest woman's basketball player on the planet and may have been for a while, Asia Wilson.
Yes.
Well, Bam apparently was getting an honor today by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, Danielle Levine Cava.
Oh, nice.
She was presenting all the gold medalists from Miami-Dade playing for or representing Miami-Dade. Apparently, we're getting keys to the county, I guess.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, well... Can she get the street sign up?
I could ask.
Yeah. We got a better chance with her for sure.
Well, apparently she's got a little Goran Dragic in her because she's too honest.
Too honest.
Because Asia Wilson was in attendance today at City Hall.
And she said...
And mind you, she had a game last night in Las Vegas.
Whoa.
And she is sitting with Bam Adebayo's mother.
Ah.
Lovely dress. They all look very fancy. And the mayor, you know, maybe was a little too honest.
Yeah, Asia Wilson. And she won gold in women's basketball. I guess that has something to do with Bam and the Heat, huh? Being here today. Well, we are super proud. We're going to be presenting the keys in a moment.
I mean, way to blow up the spot, man.
What are we doing here?
What are you doing, dude?
All she was missing was wink,
wink, wink, wink.
You guys don't want to talk. Address the crowd. You guys don't want to talk about that, huh?
A politician should know better.
You would think.
Wink.
Yeah. Great girlfriend, though. Flew across the country for
this
honor.
That's amazing. Yeah, for sure.
That is commitment.
PJ? Is that...
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Listen, you know, if I, I'm pretty sure.
Not from you said, Bam could.
Bam. Just signed for $170 more million. I would hope he would send to the PJ.
I was just like.
Be like, babe, I got you that spirit. Don't worry.
Got you, baby. I got you, baby.
I'm right ready. After. It's all waiting.
What is she, 6'3"? 6'4"?
No, no, don't worry about that. I got you covered, baby. Emergency exit row.
I got you the entire row.
Yeah. Emergency exit, though, so just be ready to jump out of
it. Don't worry. I got it for me. She's like, oh, thanks. Just, you don't have to thank me. I got a deal. I'm the cheapskies.
I know a guy.
But come on, Mayor!
Yeah, come on.
Is she the mayor of the county?
The county, yes.
Okay.
She's so the mayor of my
own. They have mayors of counties, and they have mayors of cities.
Vlad's asking, that's not the same woman that messed up Dwayne Wade's name, right?
That was a city commissioner, I believe.
Oh, my
goodness. That is hilarious. Wow, that was good.
That's something only a politician would do, right?
When's her name?
She went in there enthusiastic, too. And his name?
Of course. Wade. Jones!
That's all you hear in the background.
What? Jones.
Wow.
I like when everybody in the video is looking around, too.
Who is that?
Who the hell is Wade Jones?
Nice. Okay, maybe smart of Asia.
But guess what? Where was that on the... Like, the names are not even close to each other.
Yeah. Jones?
Right?
Don't know. She just threw a name out there.
I guess that has something to do with Bam, huh, Asia?
Wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Huh? Hey. These two.
She's probably thinking to herself, how am I going to come up in today's proceedings? I'm not from Miami.
Yeah.
I'm good. No need. Oh, the mayor just felt the need to also congratulate me. Oh, no. Here we go. Everybody.
Shout out to... Okay, well...
Everybody knows, even though they already knew.
Somebody must have informed her, but I'm surprised she even knew who that was.
Right, somebody must have told her.
Oh, somebody must have told her, yeah.
Someone definitely told her.
Definitely told her.
I believe Caitlin Clark.
Listen. And she won gold in women's basketball. I guess that has something to do with Bam and the Heat, huh? Being here today. Well, we are super proud. We're going to be presenting the keys in a moment.
Well, and they're at least totes adorbs. Does this mean they're IG official now?
Nope. Well, I'll tell you what. They're.
I mean, they haven't been really hiding it.
We just friends.
We just friends.
They're CCTV official, I guess.
Sure that. But wait, like, you see how she looked down at that paper?
Yeah.
Like, who wrote that? That's whose ass I want to kick.
Yeah, that's an intern for sure. An intern was like,
Todd the intern?
Yeah, by the way.
Oh, the girl smiling behind? Go ahead. Use that line. That's.
Mayor Calvin, did you know that? That's Bam Squeeze.
Oh, okay. This will be on the Shade Room later.
You notice everybody's smiling but her, because she's just reading off the paper.
Wow. Oh, man. We'll take a break. Wrap things up on the other side.
Gotta find my journal.
Let's get to a little 15 minutes here of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. Lots of things going
Patrice
for you.
Russian? That's not Patrice Russian. That's, I forgot.
Evelyn King.
Evelyn King. There it is.
The Lexus Golden Sales Opportunity Sales Event going on. Go learn more at lexus.com/offers. Bam Adebayo, by the way, has has tweeted out a response, I guess you could say, to today's activities with the key to the city situation. Very handled well. He says, getting the key today was smooth. How's y'all's Wednesday going? they're adorable. Let them have their secret.
And that smiley face is kind of like the...
It's not a secret.
They're not... I mean, they're not... Oh, is that baseball? Oh, that was Scooby? Oh.
Mm. What do you think they're really doing this secret thing for at this point?
I think it's not. When she walks down the hall first and then he walks behind her, what are you hiding? You live on different parts of the country. The fact that y'all are even in the same building already raises eyebrows.
It's adorable.
Yeah. Hopefully it lasts until Heat Media Day, because I got some questions.
You're not asking questions.
Oh, I got some questions too.
We already got personal business with Bam to settle.
Oh yeah, that's true. He's busy.
I'm bringing dominoes.
Yeah. It's about time you guys settle.
We're gonna do the interview.
We're gonna
do the interview while playing dominoes.
Hey, Glenn, get us a dominoes table for media day.
Yeah. I don't need a dominoes table. We got the table we own.
Never mind.
I got it. I'll go on all fours. We'll put a piece of cardboard on my back.
No. Right. No.
Throwing things out there. Would you guys be willing, because, you know, he can't play a full game of dominoes. He is a busy man. We can't have that. Would you guys be willing?
He's not that busy.
What if you draw a domino, right? Each of you is a pile in the ground there, boneyard. You draw a domino, you put it down. Like, I declare war, but with dominoes. Whoever has the highest number wins.
Declare war?
Yeah, with dominoes.
Sound like that.
I declare dominoes. Wow. Hey, I'm onto something with this.
No, you're not.
You just took the game war, which is a card game.
But with dominoes.
And the fact that you're even suggesting that you do something like that with dominoes is blasphemous to your culture.
Okay, I'm just trying to accelerate the process.
No.
Nope. That's why we had a pitch clock.
Hey, right now, Papa Fig would kick your ass, doing that against dominoes.
Listen, if Hot Seconds with Jax has to wait a few minutes because Leroy's in the midst of a heated battle with Leroy, then that's just how it's going to have to be. I don't know what to tell you.
We got 15 minutes. What, we do a 15-minute interview? That's all it takes.
That's how long it takes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we play a quick game to 50.
What do you think? It's a game of Monopoly?
I feel like they're at the table for so long. Maybe they're playing multiple games, but I'm just like, geez.
No.
How many beers am I going to bring you, Grandpa?
That's the excuse. They just don't want to be near anybody.
Really? This is beer number 14.
When you say there's a heated game going on, it means leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Anyway. Game day on the Censored Minutes here. Here was Mike McDaniel on Jalen Ramsey. We should get a... updates, injury report coming out later today. He, of course, taking on his former team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, hopefully this weekend. He, of course, did not get along with Tom Coughlin, who instead decided to pay Blake Bortles instead of Jalen Ramsey, who showed up with a Brinks truck to training camp.
Pretty good.
That was good. That was an all-timer.
Ooh, somebody suggests I should wear Asia Wilson's jersey.
Don't do that.
No.
Media day.
Don't do that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just for the funnies?
You said
something. Yeah. I think that'd be funny. Yeah, for the plot.
You said somebody suggested it. Like, it wasn't Schmeet and Schmolin. Like, now.
He's enabling you because he just wants to see chaos.
Yeah. Can't trust him.
Yeah. Who does it?
You say, I like chaos. Ridiculous. Anyway, here's a man who likes chaos, I guess, Mike McDaniel.
Thus, what's been keeping Jalen Ramsey out of practice, and do you expect him to play on Sunday?
He's gone anti-grass. He just doesn't play on grass anymore. He's, I'm very proud of him. I've never been more proud of a player not practicing. Like, honestly, and no puffery, like... The dude practiced both with starters and on the scout team, did the entire practice last year as he was coming back. He's just making me proud because he's showing some he knows how important he is to the team and what he's looking for to accomplish with the team as a captain. So, you know, I think
did he really start talking about last year?
Because that's a different headache, Barry, dealing with him trying to be on the field when he's not supposed to. So it's good, and we'll you know, the human body tells us. I don't really forecast that, but I know he's doing everything he can today, and there weren't any setbacks today, so that's how, you know me, that's where my mind lays. So, good day.
What?
I'm so winded.
I've never been
anybody know what he said?
I just remember him saying, I've never been prouder of someone for not practicing.
I think, did he just use the term puffery for lying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, puffery. Like I thought he was saying, and I'm not hitting that stuff.
No puffery.
Hey, so, Tobin, you realize I deal with Mike McDaniel every day and you, right?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are so close.
Because I said block, block, goose?
That was good, though.
Because you, like, you'll say something, and then you get called out on it, and then you go into Mike McDaniel mode.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yes, I don't think so, dude.
Yes, you do.
I spit straight.
Oh. Oh.
Problem?
Really? You spit like that morning pee. If you're a man, you know what I'm talking about. The one that is not very accurate at times.
You don't got to explain it, Leroy.
I'm just saying. They know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Ends on a good note.
Can't wait till Blue Chew Reads come back. That would have been great. Yeah.
We missed
them. Hey, gotta go record some new ones right now, and then we gotta come back next week. I'll give them a free one. Use the promo code SHOWPONY, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Free month. Blue Chew. Love that. That's our show.
Oh, by the way, I got a response.
From
DirecTV.
Oh.
Oh, we're sorry you feel that way?
Mother bleep.
No.
Hmm?
We do not, this inbox is not monitored. I said, but I'm sending my message anyway, damn it. I replied again.
Oh, man. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Speed, speed, speed.
Are you kidding me? Classic game of block, block, goose.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.